Hey folks, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we're diving into the latest thoughts from Arthur Hayes. He just dropped a piece called Woomph. And Sarah, I've got to say, it's one of those classic Hayes deep dives where he connects backcountry skiing in Japan to the impending collapse of the global bond market.
It wouldn't be an Arthur Hayes post if it didn't start on a ski slope, right? But the metaphor is actually perfect. He explains that a woomph is the sound a snowpack makes right before an avalanche. It's that hollow, settling sound where the air escapes and you realize the ground beneath you is about to give way.
Right. And he's saying that sound just echoed through the Japanese financial system, specifically the yen and Japanese government bonds, or JGBs.
Exactly. So for the non-macro junkies, Japan has been the anchor of low interest rates for decades, but Hayes points out a massive crack. Usually, when a currency weakens, bond prices go up, yields go down, because people expect the central bank to keep things easy. But recently, the yen weakened while bond yields spike.
Which is an issue to say the least. It means the market is losing faith. If the yen keeps sliding, it imports massive inflation for Japan because they buy all their energy in dollars. But if the Bank of Japan raises rates to save the yen, they bankrupt themselves because they have so much debt. They're trapped.
And here's where it gets relevant for everyone else. Hayes argues that Buffalo Bill Bessent, his nickname for the new U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and the Fed are going to be forced to step in. Why? Because if the Japanese market collapses, Japanese investors start dumping their massive holdings of U.S. treasuries to bring cash home.
And the U.S. definitely can't afford a massive sell-off of its debt right now. They're running record deficits. So Hayes' big thesis, the woomph moment, is that the Fed will likely start printing even more U.S. dollars to buy Japanese bonds.
It sounds crazy, right? The U.S. printing money to prop up another country's bond market? But Hayes points to a specific line item on the Fed's balance sheet, quote, foreign currency denominated assets. He's telling us to watch that like a hawk. If that number starts going up, it means the money printer is into overdrive.
And we all know what happens when the printer turns on.
Exactly. Hayes is very clear. As ever, Bitcoin is the ultimate liquidity sponge. He admitted in the article that he actually cut some of his high leverage positions recently, like his trades in MicroStrategy and Metaplanet, because the woomph scared him. He wanted to see if the avalanche was going to bury everyone first.
But he's not bearish. He's just waiting for the signal and using this period to accelerate BTC buying. He says as soon as he sees the Fed's balance sheet expanding to save Japan, he's going all in again, not just on Bitcoin, but on high beta altcoins.
It's a bold take. He's basically saying the sideways funk Bitcoin has been in recent weeks is just the quiet before the Fed is forced to inject massive amounts of liquidity to prevent a global systemic meltdown starting in Tokyo.
So, the takeaways? Watch the yen, watch the JGB yields, and if you hear that woomph in the Fed's data, get ready for the moon.
Okay, there you have it. Onward and upward, degens. Use these quiet times to accumulate faster. Hold your conviction to the inevitable and continue to improve your digital assets business. No better place to do this and to stay on track than the DBM Wealth Builder Series. See the show notes for access and see you next time.